Jesuit missionaries who served Door County referred to it as the paradise of the Indians. The Frenchman, Le Potier, noted fertile fields of Indian corn and abundant game in all seasons. Autumn brought a prodigious abundance of ducks feeding on the wild rice, and the Indians maintained large villages by fishing for sturgeon and herring. Fruits in winter and wild rice and acorns allowed the peoples of the bay to live in utmost comfort. When Jean Nicolet landed in 1634, the Winnebago Citadel at Red Banks held nearly 5,000 Indians. Another village on Washington Island contained a mixture of Potawatomis, Sacs, and Menominees. Ottawa and Fox Indians also lived in Door County. The Winnebagoes, a branch of the Sioux from the southwest who originally came from Mexico, were extremely warlike. They were cannibals, and in one incident set a trap for an envoy of 500 peaceful Illinois Indians, and killing all of them made a great feast of their flesh. After their defeat at the hands of the remaining Illinois, the old Winnebago Citadel at Red Banks was taken over by Sac Indians. As was their custom, the Sacs captured an Ottawa Indian and his wife and burned them to death on a high scaffold. Nangadook, who heard of his sister's death by fire, vowed revenge on the Sacs and attacked with a force of Potawatomis, Menominees, Chippewas, Ottawas, and other tribes. Their canoes lined the beach at Red River for 2 miles, so thick that not one more canoe could be fit in. Nangadook leveled the old Sac and Winnebago capital to the ground, and no Indians ever rebuilt a village on the cursed spot. Indian tradition has it that nearly 300 Potawatomis died one night near the big bluff called Death's Door in a battle with the Winnebagoes, who also lost many warriors. The Potawatomis were to land in canoes and surprise the Winnebagoes encamped nearby. Betrayed by one of their own number, who built a false signal fire, the 300 Potawatomis landed in the wrong spot and were dashed against the rocks and perished. A party of Winnebagoes who had set out in canoes also went down in the storm, and their canoes drifted back to shore empty. The Indians took this as an omen and called the channel the Door of Death, which the French translated into Port de Mort, or Death's Door. Door County was later given its name by settlers, who shortened Death's Door to The Door, and then Door County.
A place of quiet beauty, Indians' paradise, home for the Algonquin, pushed west by the Winnebago, north from Mexico, proved cannibals at Red Banks and ate the Illinois. Such things the rocky cliffs have seen, such beauty and despair, blazing guns of Nicolet, the wild deer and bear, the frail canoes that met their doom, passing through Death's Door, the black of the Jesuits who labored for the poor. Door County, Door County, Indians' paradise. Red River saw the war canoes to side. Nangadook attacked the Sacs who'd watched his sister die. The cursed fort at Red Banks was leveled to the ground. No Indian tribe would live again within its bloody walls. Door County, Door County, Indians' paradise. Thank you. beauty and despair. Blazing guns of Nicolet, the wild deer and bear, the frail canoes that met their doom, passing through death's door, the black robes of the Jesuits who labored for the poor. Door County, Door County, Indians Chief Silver Band. Door County, Door County, Indians Paradise. Such things the rocky cliffs have seen, such beauty and despair. The Jesuits who labored for the poor. Door County, Door County, Indians Paradise. Home for the Algonquin, pushed west by the Iroquois. Savage Winnebago, north from Mexico. The Jesuits who labored for the